Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Ravens 333, and I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I do this video for His glory alone. Before starting this video, I prayed a prayer that all who hear my voice and hear the message that I'm about to read to you, that the power of the Holy Spirit would come upon you, and that you would be able to hear His voice and go and be His witness. I have a message that is about the two witnesses, about being a witness, and also about the 144,000. I will have down below for you a transcript of this message. It'll be in my blog. Link is down below, as well as a link to my Patreon article that I just wrote about the two witnesses. The Lord led me to do a Bible study on them. And so that article is there, and it is free. You do not have to sign up. You don't have to be a subscriber to Patreon. You just need to click on it, and you should be able to read that Bible study that I just put together. And it really does go along with the message that the Lord has given me. So I urge you to at least go read that afterwards. Okay, also there will be corresponding scriptures in that blog as well. All right, I'm going to go ahead and read this message now. And I received this on the 5th of January, 2022. Tell my people to jump for joy because my arrival is very soon. Seek holiness. And then I waited a little bit, and while I was praying, I received this message while I was praying, and then I heard this. The world is about to collapse and very little will be left. The end of all things is near. Get your spirit man ready. Look up, for your help and salvation draws near. Do not waste time. Give me your time. As the monster from the sea rises, so do my anointed ones. They will bring great power with them. These are my witnesses from Revelation. These are the ones that they are trying to destroy before the witnesses come forth in my power. However, their efforts will fail. My power and glory will be revealed through them. They will proclaim justice, righteousness, and holiness. They will convict people of their sin from the Holy Spirit. They will convict people of their sin, for the Holy Spirit will be strong through them. They will not rest until their mission is done, and then I will take them home. The showdown is coming. The countdown has begun. Gird your loins and put on my full armor and wait for your instructions. I'll stop there. Where it says gird your loins, I looked that up because I wasn't sure what that meant. And it's gird means to be prepared. Be prepared. Back to the message. All my true children will play a part in this final showdown. Encourage one another as long as it is daytime. Soon complete darkness will come, but it will not put out the lights of my people. Keep that light burning. Your Savior, Jesus. And then I asked the Lord about, was he talking about the 144,000? I know he was talking about the witnesses, probably the two witnesses, and also that we are called to be his witnesses. And again, you'll see that. I put some scripture about how we are called to be his witnesses, and that is in that article I just wrote. All right, I asked the Lord about the 144,000, and this is what I heard. I heard this. These are those who walk blamelessly before me. Though they are not perfect, they have no idols before me. They are pure in their devotion. They are willing servants ready to be used. They have no guile, no greed, but only devotion towards me. Soon they will emerge on the scene. And then this is the last thing I heard. I heard this. I love what I heard at the end. I heard this. I heard, let your last part of the race be your strongest. Let me say that again. Let your last part of the race be your strongest. All right, brothers and sisters, I'm going to go ahead and end with Acts 1:8, which talks about how he's calling all of us to be his witness, and we already know that. But as we wait and we see the Antichrist is going to be revealed. Once he is revealed and that 3.5 year clock starts ticking, that is when the witnesses are really going to be equipped with his power. This is going to be the showdown. The last 3.5 years is the showdown between good and evil. So I'm going to go ahead and end now with Acts 1:8. And you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.